The old paradigm doesn't want to go away, but it will. It is. The narcissist, the psychopath, the sociopath, the selfish people, the flesh creatures, there's a separation going on. There's really a separation going on. Those who want to live in the old paradigm, they have to die off. They have to go away. Period. Not a maybe. Not I wonder. It's absolute. They have to go away. Had one today. Somebody chased me into an elevator, and she was pointing her. This is an older lady too. She was pointing her finger. I said, "Why are you pointing your finger in my face?" I'm not even part of your problem. You need to talk to this other person. It's not me. It's between you and this person. But she's still living in the old paradigm that she thinks that she can throw a little fit. You saw the shift with the Johnny Depp thing. She thought she could throw a little fit and a little temper tantrum, people would follow through. But I promise you that the last 30, 40 years of the feminazi movement, where they can just be drama and throw a fit, that's going away. The drama queens, that paradigm is out the door. The Johnny Depp trial revealed the whole game. And this has been going on for 30 years. It's gone. The teaching about narcissism, the teaching about Jezebel, the teaching about Delilah, the teaching about manipulation, and which is just a form of witchcraft, those teachings are setting people free. Setting the captives free is what this is about. But they don't want you to be free. And they're going to fight tooth and nails, try to pull you back down to their drama, to their chaos, to their insanity, to their gaslighting. Everybody, all the younger people know what gaslighting is. The older people don't. This lady who was in the elevator pointing her finger, I should have said, "Why are you trying to gaslight me?" She wouldn't even know what I was saying. She would not have known what I was saying. You either change with the times or you die off. You will die off. What I'm noticing with God and how he starts to reveal stuff, if you're not introspective and you're not willing to adjust and change and admit that you had stinking thinking and change your stinking thinking to good thinking, you'll die off. You'll go down he'll take you on out of here. The paradigm has shifted, but not everybody's on board with it. 5 years ago, if you'd have said, "Why are you trying to gaslight me?" nobody knew what that was. Now they do. 5 years ago, if you said, "Quit being narcissistic," they wouldn't have known what that was. Now they do. These master manipulators, so-called, they have to die off. They have to go. They have to disappear off the scene. And I really believe God will take them out. Because everybody sees through them. Everybody sees through them. And so if everybody sees through them, nobody's going to put up with them. Do you understand? They either change or they die off. Nobody's going to put up with it. People are tired of it. And that's why you see Hollywood having a hard time. Hollywood's going away. Disney's going away. All the lies and stuff they've promoted. All the lies that they've promoted through the years. I'm over here at Home Depot and I see these women out in the parking lot lifting up the feed for these people. It's getting rough. It's the economy, the inflation, price of rent, price of housing, price of food. People are really facing off with something they ain't never seen.
But I'm from here. Yeah, in North Carolina.
And the ones who don't want to adapt and sacrifice and try to get out of debt, and the ones that don't want to do the inner work, don't want to change, don't want to. I even notice with people, the ones, you know, you wake up to the, hey, when you're having a conversation, it's a two-way conversation. You can't just be the only one talking, because the other one's not needed. If you're the only one talking, I just walk away. I'm not needed, because you're having a conversation with yourself, you know. People are waking up.